Well, hopefully you are one of the many people who got their taxes in on time. The deadline was yesterday. And what has become a tradition since the days of Richard Nixon, President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden released their tax returns to the public. And our own Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick read those tax returns. That must have been happy reading, right, Todd?
Oh, I could put on my green visor and my little sleeve stays and got to it, yeah.
All right, so what did we find out about first the Obamas by reading the tax returns?
Well, Washingtonians were lining up last night, Celeste, at the post office to drop off their returns before midnight. I did not see a motorcade drive up and do it, so they must have filed ahead of time. $1.728 million in gross adjusted income for the Obamas. They filed jointly this year. They do every year. And they paid $453,770 in federal taxes. That's substantially lower than what the Obamas filed last year, which is well north of $5 million because of higher book sales. So when you're the Obamas, you have $400,000 even in presidential salary. The rest, for the most part for the Obamas, is still book royalties, although those are falling off because they haven't had a new book between them in a little while.
Yeah, what's he doing? I know. What a lazy guy.
Not enough to do, right? But they've made several million off those books, and the Obamas gave just over 14% of their income to charities. The largest one being $131,000 to Fisher House Foundation. That's a foundation for the families of military vets and disabled military vets. But there's a long list of charities that the Obamas gave to: National Red Cross, National AIDS Fund, National MS Society. The list goes on. Boys and Girls Club of Greater Washington, and $10,000 to Boys and Girls Club of America. There's a long list of charities the Obamas give to.
And the Bidens earned substantially less than the president, right?
They do. They earn substantially less gross adjusted income of $379,000 between the Bidens. The vice president's salary, I think, is $260,000 a year. They paid $86,000 in taxes. Now, keep in mind also, the Bidens are not wealthy people. When Joe Biden was a senator, which he was for many, many, many decades, over three decades, he was the poorest U.S. senator out of all 100 of them. The last year he filed, his only assets on the books was his house in Delaware. Didn't have any reportable assets beyond that. So he's been a senator for pretty much his entire professional life. She is a professor at community college, and $379,000 is a great year for the Bidens.
Well, man of the people.
Yeah. The president was making the argument that the opposing party, the Republicans, wanted to give him a tax break, and from what you're talking about, it looks like he doesn't necessarily need one. He's bringing home enough.
Well, that's one of the rhetorical flourishes that he uses when he tries to argue against renewing yet again the Bush tax cuts and dropping the marginal rates. President Obama would like to return them to 39%. Right now, he's paying, I think, 34.6% with the rest of the millionaires in America, making $1.7 million. But it befits him, doesn't it, when he's talking about taxes, to lump himself in with all the rest of the unfortunate millionaires whose marginal rates he wants to raise to 39%.
Are we going to be seeing tax returns from all of our big-name politicians?
Well, they don't all publish their tax returns. They do have to disclose. Those will come out later in the spring or summer. House and Senate people do have to do financial disclosures, report their assets and their income, not necessarily tax returns. So we'll have the dirt on the rest of them pretty soon.
Todd Zwillick, always digging up the dirt in Washington, our Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.